Moncrief on News Talk.
When the younger kids go back to school in a couple of weeks, there will again be a stress on developing their skills in cursive handwriting. But for a pretty obvious set of reasons, is that even necessary now? They may learn to do it. Will they ever use it? Dr. Sinead McCauley-Lamb is from the School of Inclusive and Special Education at DCU. Good afternoon, Sinead.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Is it important?
I would say absolutely yes. As a former primary school teacher and now researching in the area. So research shows us that the actual process of learning to write, so regardless of the argument of whether we'll use it later on, which we can come back to, but certainly the process of learning to write for young children fosters early literacy skills that are really important in those early years. Because handwriting, the act of physically handwriting itself, demands integration of the motor system and the visual processing system, which helps to support spelling and reading then later on. So studies have shown that children by the end of kindergarten or junior infants in our language, that children showing competency in handwriting skills have more sophisticated letter knowledge, phonological awareness and spelling competence. So in terms of that process of learning to write, there is substantial evidence to support. The answer is yes. And then if we look at adults, we can look later on, is it important for maybe, you know, post-primary, third level or into the workplace? There was a recent study that did show in university students that students who took their notes in lectures by handwriting showed better recall of the information, the material, than those who typed their notes. So there are strong arguments, I would say, for both children and adults to continue to use writing.
But though the reality is, and I'm not proposing this is a good thing, but that, but that in, you know, they reach adulthood or young adulthood and there's a program on their laptop that corrects their spelling for them and their grammar, and they all those skills you just mentioned there, they don't need them or certainly won't use them in later life.
Yeah, and absolutely. And that is a question that comes up frequently. And it's a very important question to ask, I think. But if we look at education specifically and the education primary and post-primary in Ireland, much of the school day in primary and post-primary is still dominated by written tasks. So for children who enter post-primary with writing difficulties, they experience significant barriers to accessing the curriculum. So we haven't moved that far ahead that we're not using handwriting within our education system, that it's not still very much the dominant form of communication.
Mm. Why does handwriting then seem to deteriorate dramatically for adults, or the quality of it, if you like?
Yeah, like all things, when we stop practicing it. So no more than if we do a 6-week program in the gym and then we stop, we lose that skill. It's a physical skill. It's a developmental skill. So it needs to be practiced daily and frequently. And it's the same for young children. You know, there is less emphasis now, I would say, and I think most teachers and educators would agree the emphasis is not the same that it once was. I know certainly even in teacher education, it was once a thing where, you know, student teachers had to show their penmanship, they had to show proficiency. So all of that has, you know, lost its emphasis a little bit. So it's really looking at the fact that it is a skill that has to be practiced and honed and used.
Yeah. But it's more, you know, you'd kind of notice if somebody has nice handwriting nowadays.
Absolutely.
It's more a rarity than anything else.
Absolutely. And it still brings so much joy. I know myself this year, I tried to make a conscious effort to send postcards when I was on holidays. And I know the huge joy and excitement that brought to the receivers, I think, if they were being honest about it. But hopefully, you know, everybody likes receiving a handwritten letter or card. People will comment on handwriting on an envelope. You might get something in the post and say, I recognise that handwriting immediately. You know, so there's something more to it. The education piece is hugely important and I'm very interested in that piece. But there's also another piece, a sentimental and identity piece that's really important as well, I think.
Now, and say the difference between writing in cursive and writing in block letters. In terms, you know, for those young kids, does that make a difference to them?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting one in our context here in Ireland, because our primary curriculum doesn't stipulate whether teachers have to choose to teach in cursive or joined, as we call it, or in print. So we have a range of practices happening across schools. We have some schools who are choosing to teach cursive from junior infants, and those schools would have made that choice based on the evidence that it exists. And there is robust evidence to it to support the idea that cursive handwriting aids spelling development. So if you think about it, there's common letter or phoneme combinations like ing or th that are written in one fluid stroke. So it makes sense that that helps spelling. However, cursive handwriting is more developmentally complex. So it's made up of more curved shapes, whereas print is made up of more horizontal, vertical lines. And that is more developmentally appropriate for younger children to begin with. So we, in some schools, they begin with print. So they'll start junior infants doing print letters. Senior infants, they'll do some lead in and leads out. You may have seen that, where they begin to do the joins and then they move to fully cursive. The argument against that is that children have to unlearn patterns that have become embedded. And while that might be fine for some children, others will struggle with that. And it might be very demanding on time and input to help them to make that switch. So there are two schools of thought, really, and there's no simple answer. There is evidence to say that cursive from infants is very useful and effective, but there's an argument to say for some children that's going to be very demanding. It's going to cause huge anxiety and stress. So it's worth asking the question and looking at what we're doing in schools to see, are we meeting individual needs and are we best using the time that we have available to us?
Mm. Does it make a difference if they use a pencil or a biro?
Yeah, again, an interesting one, and one that I think deserves to be thought about and questioned, because sometimes practices exist and they get carried on and we forget to look at why they are there, I suppose. So pencil is often used, or well, actually chubby crayons are used, you know, those little small crayons that are used in the early years. And then we move to pencil and then biro. What the evidence in terms of writing tools would suggest that what is most important rather than crayon, pencil or biro is that young children begin with short writing tools because they offer them the most control. So, you know, those little IKEA pencils that we don't recommend stealing, but
hands up anyone who hasn't.
Yeah, every teacher. But that length of a pencil or writing tool is really useful for beginning writers because it offers the greatest control. In terms of that piece of moving to biro and having to, was a pen license a thing when you're in school? Do you remember that? Kind of your pen license?
Oh, no. It was kind of like you got to a certain age. Maybe when you got to secondary school, then you got to use pens. Kind of, it was all kind of grown up.
Yeah. And in some primary, it's probably much less so now. But again, in the UK, it's still very much a practice where you have to earn your pen license. So once you show proficiency in writing, you get to use your pen. That really makes no sense developmentally because, number one, everybody develops at a different rate. And two, it's very damaging for children who aren't developing at the same rate. So I would say no, there's nothing to stop a writer using a biro at an earlier stage unless there are difficulties, as I said, with the control of the tool.
Yeah. Now, and actually, Rory has texted in to say, as a Leaving Cert examiner, I can definitely say handwriting is an issue to read anyhow. As long as our state exams are done with handwriting, then the race to digital needs to slow down and re-gift big time. Very undermined by this, I fear, says Rory. Is there the danger, at least, of a disconnect in secondary schools that when they sit down to do their state exams, that's the most writing they've ever had to do. Whereas they might have been taking notes, you know, on laptops or whatever.
Yeah, again, I think it really depends on school and school policy. And I think sometimes the narrative that schools are hugely, you know, reliant on technology. I visit schools post-primary and primary. I don't see lots of, you know, I don't see a huge number of children across the board using technology all day. So there is still lots of the day where children are writing in primary and post-primary. So I think, you know, that could be maybe overemphasized how much it's being used. But I think in post-primary, what seems to happen is children may have spent a long time in primary learning cursive script. And then in post-primary, the emphasis isn't there. The emphasis is on making your message clear and legible. And Steve Graham is probably the most well-known researcher in this area. He would argue that that is the most important thing. So it's not about cursive or print. It's about producing legible script that's speed, that you can do with speed and fluency, and that's clearly readable for that, for the purpose of examinations, for example.
Yeah. Somebody else is texting to say, I think cursive can be particularly punishing on children with severe dyslexia. Yeah. I was all for cursive when my first child went to school, but when the second one turned out to be have severe dyslexia, I came to understand how cruel it is to try and make them learn two different systems where some letters are shaped completely differently. Think of the letter R, for example. Nightmare for a child who struggles to recognise just one set of letters. But I suppose no matter what the system, that's going to be difficult for a child with dyslexia anyway.
Yeah, but I think that is a really important point. And that comes back to that, you know, it's really useful to question the rationale that for this dual learning process where we start with print and move to cursive. So I would say if the schools who are going from cursive the whole way through is more useful than learning one way and having to unlearn and relearn. And that is really, it really increases the risk of failure for children with specific learning needs.
Yeah.
Like that. Actually,
somebody's texting to say a nice Christmas gift to give your friends is a fountain pen. Do fountain pens improve your handwriting?
So they slow you down, which ultimately improves your handwriting. So like that, if we're being intentional about our writing, we will slow down and you'll pick a nice writing tool and you'll take your time. I'd say they do.
Okay, I'm going to get myself a quill.
Sinead,
thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thanks so much for your time. Thank you.
That was Dr. Sinead McCauley-Lamb there from the School of Inclusive and Special Education at DCU.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.